that money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
The Beatles, Money Can't Buy Me Love. But apparently it can buy a lot of political influence. On your radio, Fred. It's 10 minutes until 10 o'clock on your Thank God It's Monday Morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, and he is Democratic Assembly Leader Peter Barca chiming in this morning on Community Conversations from the DNC in Philly. Good morning, Mr. Leader.
Hey, Glenn. Great to be on with you.
So, if you... If you could have written a different beginning to the DNC and not have this WikiLeaks story come out about the 20,000 emails with now former Democratic National Chairperson Debbie Wasserman Schultz, how much money would you have paid for that?
Well, I don't know if I would have personally paid, but I think the Democratic National Committee would have paid
exactly.
A hell of a lot of money. So pretty, you know, sometimes... Sometimes life is stranger than fiction, right? So hard to really imagine. The timing of it, of course, is unbelievable. I mean, it's hard to even imagine how this could have broke like 2 days before the convention. Plus, there's all these strange rumors floating around that perhaps the Russians were involved. So I don't know what to make of it all, but it is unfortunate. But, you know, I think that, you know, the good news is quick and decisive action was taken. I think Donna Brazile will do a terrific job stepping in. Of course, she was Vice President Al Gore's national chairman, so she certainly knows her way around the block, and she knows how to lead political efforts. And so I'm pleased to see her taking control. She already apologized on behalf of the DNC as the incoming leader, and that's appropriate.
But Donna Brazile was in on the emails, too, taking the side.
No, absolutely not.
No, she's absolutely named in that email list. And Donna,
well, I don't think she was personally involved in sending them. Although, look, I'm just catching the story now, so maybe you know.
There are emails from Donna Brazile, and then of course, as soon as Debbie Wasserman Schultz steps down as national chairperson for the Democratic Party, she's hired by Hillary's campaign. What are Bernie supporters supposed to do with this?
Well, I mean, obviously, Senator Sanders will speak to the convention tonight, and he found out about it, I think, about 24 to 36 hours ago, and I saw him on a Sunday talk show yesterday, and he still seemed to be full steam ahead, that he's with the ticket, he thinks it's unfortunate, he's glad to see she's stepping aside, he thinks that that's appropriate, and so I think he's really ready to move on, so hopefully his supporters will follow his lead. I know in talking to many of the Sanders supporters this morning at the Wisconsin delegation breakfast, and we also had Alaska and Montana there. You know, the Sanders supporters are meeting, I guess, around noon. And the message we hear is that he's going to say that, you know, it's time to turn the page here completely, and this is really an election about whether or not Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump should lead us, and he absolutely does not want Donald Trump leading this nation. So... you know, it's unfortunate. It should never have happened. It's time to move forward.
He is Democratic Assembly Leader Peter Barca, the representative from the mighty 64th District. This is Glenn Klein on Community Conversations on WRJN. It has been suggested that because Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who, by the way, was booed at her own Florida meeting this morning by her own delegation.
Yes, I understand that that's true.
Yeah. That the reason that they just can't move her out is because she is so well connected in fundraising, and the Clintons still want her fundraising ability. She's got a tough reelection campaign in South Florida herself. The money issue, that Bernie Sanders has talked about, that on the other hand, Donald J. Trump has spoken about quite significantly, being so pervasive in our political system, is really at the heart of this, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, but I think your comment's inaccurate. She is stepping aside, so it isn't a matter that because of her fundraising prowess that she's not.
But Hillary hired her right away.
Hired her for what?
To be a part of her campaign.
Well, if you know something, I don't know if that's the case.
No, that's the case. I mean,
well, regardless, but let me talk about Donald Trump now. Donald Trump, who ran in the primary misleading people, saying he was going to use his own resources in order to run for president. The second the primary was over, I don't even know if all his opponents had necessarily stepped down, but he immediately said, well, now he's got to raise money. So, you know, here's a guy that won the Republican primary on the premise that he would self-fund his own campaign. And he's no longer doing that. There's fundraisers galore for him. So it's not, Donald Trump can speak double messages sometimes within minutes of each other. And the irony is now he's going around saying, well, special interest money, how terrible it is. But that, apparently he's looking to collect the same thing. I mean, it's remarkable, frankly. You know, unlike Senator Herb Polk, for instance, in Wisconsin, when he said he was self-funding, he self-funded. He didn't wait till the next immediate opportunity to be able to raise money himself. So Donald Trump, who presumably is a billionaire, should be able to fund his own campaign. So it's a shame he's not standing by what he told people and how he was able to win the primary amongst his Republican opponents by saying he wouldn't be beholden to other people's money. Now that's exactly what he's beholden to. In fact, it's my understanding he paid himself back for a lot of the money he had spent in the primary on top of it.
He's a Democratic leader, Peter Barca, speaking to us from Philadelphia this morning at the DNC. Well, I mean, really, when you think about it, it's a tough act to file. Tonight, you've got Bernie Sanders, you've got Elizabeth Warren, you've got First Lady Michelle Obama. And, you know, I mean, that's a really tough act to follow when the Republicans had Willie Robertson and Scott Baio. And, I mean, that's a tough act to follow for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody puts forward people that they think can best talk about the issues that matter to the American people. And Donald Trump had these people that starred in Happy Days and other kinds of
things. That was a good show, though. Happy Days was a good show.
American people need to hear. So
Happy Days was a good show.
Unlike the Republican convention, I do want to make it clear, you know, all the former Democratic presidents will be president. All the former nominees of the Democratic Party will be president. Including Senator Sanders, to support our nominee. Obviously, that was not the case. And in fact, at the Republican convention, they were bashing people like John Kasich, who, you know, is in his home state and chose not to come because he, at this point, can't even support Donald Trump. That is not the case on the Democratic side.
Well, back here at home, Mr. Leader, we have Governor Walker, who's named Waukesha's Daniel Kelly, an attorney, to fill the Supreme Court seat by the retiring Justice David Prosser. You guys aren't so thrilled with that selection, are you?
Well, it's just remarkable. You know, the news is filtering out about Daniel Kelly and past statements that he made, and it really is just shocking to some degree. You know, it was one thing when he put forward Rebecca Bradley, who he appointed, I think, to three different spots in a matter of a few months, but I don't know that she's ever had a record of you know, these kinds of statements that Daniel Kelly is now on the record is bringing forward. I think people are really just astounded.
Well, but he has got such great credentials, does attorney Dan Kelly. He graduated from Pat Robertson's Regent University School of Law. I mean, that should qualify him right there.
Yeah, pretty remarkable, isn't it? You know, it seems like Governor Walker doesn't look at, you know, who is necessarily the best person to carry forward the public interest for these slots. He looks at who's best forward to carry his banner, and that's so unfortunate. I've just seen this time and time again with him. And I suspect that's the reason why they wanted to decimate the civil service system, because early in his tenure as governor, he had appointed people that had, you know, thin, in some cases, no credentials whatsoever for positions. And, you know, one particular case for a civil service job, and now he'll be able to do that readily. And this is just a glimpse of probably what we're going to see is people in positions where they're supposed to be bringing forward the public interest and you know, it's much more likely to be before the political interests of Governor Walker, and that's not the way it should be.
When will that get voted on, before or after the election?
I'm really not certain.
Because if it's after the election, you guys obviously have a chance to take over the Senate and the State Assembly. But if it's before, what other recourse do the Democrats have?
None, unfortunately. You know, other than the court of public opinion, and you know, I'm glad you're covering it and making people aware, because I suspect this is not going to sit well with the people of Wisconsin when the news continues to filter out about his credentials and background.
He is Democratic.
I'm with my colleague, Representative Dana Walks now, who had immediately put forward a statement. He, you know, is one of the leading members of the Judiciary Committee, and just was absolutely astounded at, you know, at the pick.
He's Wisconsin Assembly Leader Peter Barca. He just came out of the Wisconsin Delegates Breakfast. What they serve for breakfast there from Wisconsin and Philadelphia?
Oh, it was a pretty typical bill of fare. Eggs, bacon, sausage.
No brats?
So, you know, fresh fruit, which is always my favorite, so I was thrilled to see that.
No brat patties?
No, that's probably for lunch.
Okay, that's good. Well, while you're there, just enjoy yourself. You got to get yourself a Philly cheesesteak, though, while you're there.
That is a necessity, absolutely.
Stay cool. I know it's hot over there, and hopefully everything will go smoothly from here on out for you guys.
Well, we hope so. Well, thank you so much, Glenn. Great talking to you as always, and thanks for keeping your listeners informed.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
And on this, thank God it's Monday morning, WRJN covers a world that ain't boring at 10 o'clock.
DNC chair shouted down. Deadly teen shooting update. I'm Evan Haining. In Philadelphia, Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz was loudly booed by some members of the Florida delegation as she tried to speak with them this morning.